The Transport Podcast is brought to you in part by DerbyParts.com, Smash Masters, Derby Parts, and Derby Ink Magazine. Live it, breathe it, be it, Derby Ink.
The Wadena Grand Slam, August 16th, Wadena County Fairgrounds, Wadena, Minnesota.
And the Keystone Nationals, a Bo Lockwood Motorsports production, July 19th at the Jefferson County Fairgrounds in Brookville, Pennsylvania.
This is the Crash Course Demolition Derby Podcast, recorded live at the FingerLakes1.com studios in downtown Seneca Falls, New York. And now your host, Chris Marquardt.
Everybody raving about the intro.
Love the
this
intro.
This is the awesome first intro, time man. That we've... Badass.
Yeah, I'm glad you guys like it.
That is so cool.
Gokenauer made the final cut. That was
yes.
awesome.
That's
yes.
one of the most badass hits out there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there's no...
a tire and it lands on it. You can pick it up.
I wonder if that's the same carburetor he tried running on his bash car.
I don't know.
Sorry, Sean.
They would answer some questions, wouldn't they? Welcome to episode number 40 of the Crash Course. We got a busy show. We have a very busy show. Welcome to Darren Agard from the Wadena Grand Slam watching at home. We have Steve Bucknum Skyping in. We're going to be talking with Jim Mann a little bit later on from the Northeast Championships, and we're going to be talking with Tori Schutte later on. We've got some stuff that we need to put out there from the Wadena Grand Slam before we get going. Look at the Facebook page later on tonight because some of the heavy hitter awards have been released. They are wood-burned sledgehammers.
Nice.
The weld class division gets a 16-pound sledgehammer, and for the heavy hitter. So that's,
cool.
that's yeah. So those
that's
guys.
Cool.
So
I
we,
like that.
He just leaked that out today. He sent me the images just a little bit here before we got going, and I was going to try and pull them up so we could take a look at them and see them on the show. Look at the Crash Course webpage. We're going to have that out there. We're still trying to figure out how many of us are going to be in Brockton. I'm going to be there, and Steve's going to be there. We're talking about maybe bringing all the stuff I talked with Jim, and as long as it doesn't interfere with the flow of the show, we've been green-lighted to bring all the mobile stuff out there if we want to. I know, Josh, being that you've got to drive out there, so if you got a bunch of work to do to get your cars ready and stuff, you might not be available.
I'm not touching my cars.
Okay.
Stop cars. How much could you have to do? I'm free. I'm not.
But,
myself.
You know, so I'm thinking maybe something during the day. That's actually, there's Steve. In downtown Brockton, one of the safest cities in the world, I think.
Maybe not.
Yeah, and right there, the big banner in the background, $7,500 to win. Here, coming up on Saturday, the check behind me. If you can see it, that is going home. Whoa, swung the wrong side. That is going home with the winner of the Northeast Championship. And Josh.
Yes.
Josh, how cool would it be if that check right there, you know what would look good on that? Brian Tompkins' name, right there.
That ain't happening.
So, Josh, what I want to know is if you win that money, are you ordering a Baldwin or are you ordering a guard?
Ready.
I don't want to put you on the spot, but are you ordering
I'll
one of
you
each?
That, when I win money, like a big dollar show like that, I am buying a nasty motor.
Oh, absolutely.
I'm excited.
That goes without saying.
Except for this show, I have to, after I divvy out to who I have to divvy out, I won't have any. I have like $40 left.
You got a lot of people on payroll, do you?
Yeah, I do.
What are you saying? I mean,
this time I do.
Is that?
No, I got them going out with my team. So
absolutely.
If I win the money, I definitely, because you got to win the team to get in there. So yeah. I got three other teammates. Definitely give them, I'd be a jerk not to.
And Vern likes to eat.
Yeah. Well, Vern will be all right.
Sometimes drink.
Yeah, he likes to drink.
I'm a keg of Mountain Dew. He drinks as much Mountain Dew as I do.
I'm so itching to smash right now. I can't even explain my urge. You know when you get, like, just itchy?
Yeah.
I'm right there.
Yeah.
Yeah. I should be in the garage tonight.
You should have come out this weekend.
Yeah.
I mean, it was awesome. Steve, I mean, how good was the action there? 40 cars on opening night.
Yeah, I'll tell you, the opening night was really impressive for us. We had a lighter car count last night, but I think that's to be expected on a Sunday. But I'll tell you, Saturday was absolutely crazy. We had a truck class that had, I think, 8 or 9 full-size trucks and a van. Everybody's allowed to use four-wheel drive. We had a couple rollovers. Pretty awesome show. So it's really boding well for the remaining weekend here at the Brockton Fair.
And it's an interesting dynamic of who's in right now and who's not. Al Crockett still looking for a spot in. Larry Bucknum still looking for a spot in. Jeff Bucknum, he's already qualified.
Yes.
We've got Tom Taylor Sr., who had the number 3, his Le Mans, his old iron car, snapped the lug bolts, slapped the lug nuts off, I believe,
yes.
on both nights on the same side.
Oh, no.
And the crazy thing about that, Chris, is that they snapped all these stock studs off the first night.
He should have duct taped them on.
Yeah.
Well, then that's all you need is a couple rolls of duct tape. You can win anything you want. But I'll tell you, they snapped all the stock studs off at 75 Le Mans the first night. Well, they went out, they bought all new aftermarket heavy-duty studs, they bolted everything all in, put all new lug nuts on them, and he does the exact same thing the second time, so I'm not sure what's going on there.
Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter ultimately, because he took his four-cylinder car, went out there in the four-cylinder heat last night, carried the in-car camera, and now he's in. He qualified.
And he drove his pants off to do that in that four-cylinder car.
He sure did.
Stretching studs when he draws them through the axle.
Another guy that can another guy that can weigh in a little bit on it is the head wood booger himself. Jim Mann is joining us on the hotline. Jim, you know, how are you tonight?
I'm doing great. Good evening. We Tom that won the four cylinder with a little Honda there last night was actually a $100 rental car.
Yes.
He just knocked the glass out of right here on the fairgrounds and he went out and won the heat race with it.
And he's in the show, so he's got plenty of time to get his stud issue figured out and either he can't run that because it's not an 80s car, so he's got to get another car ready to go. So it's good to see.
Right, be 80s and newer from here on in.
Right, and pretty happy with the turnout here for the first leg of the weekend.
Unbelievable! This is the first night was probably the biggest first night we've had here at the Brockton Fair in years, many years. And the turnout was a little less last night, but it was Sunday night. People got to go to work and whatever. But it was still, we still had 24, 26 cars somewhere in that area. And it turned out to be another great show.
And, is there anything that we can expect through the course of the weekend that would make us even more excited to come to the show next year?
Well, on Wednesday, we're going to have Thursday.
Thursday,
we're going to have Heats in a Feature Night, which is $1,000 to win. And the top four, maybe five, depending upon how the spots are filling up, the top four or five in that feature will all go to the finals on Sunday.
Saturday.
Saturday. On Saturday,
We've been doing this
the first time in years it's ever been. I don't think it's ever been at the fair. It's ever been the final on a Saturday. They moved it up a day, which is great for me because we can get out of town on Sunday.
But then we've got the team show on Friday, and right now with the people that aren't qualified, when you couple that with the team element and that 1,000 to win show, this is shaping up to be a pretty exciting couple days.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be, you can just feel it in the air. It's building around here, and I expect that team show to be pretty nasty.
Looking at you, Josh.
Even though, we have such stock rules as compared to what a lot of guys are doing, the track is hard and fast, and stuff is just getting ripped up.
Nice. I'm hoping somebody gets sick.
Sit me?
No, anybody. Anybody on the team.
Vern, is your tummy hurting yet?
No, Vern, definitely not. He's itching.
Vern will be puking out the window when he's still driving.
Yeah, he will. He will. Now, the track looks actually, I saw some pictures of the track, and it looks.
Can we get a shot of the track, Steve?
It looks like my style track.
Yeah, I can try to turn it around for you.
Turn it around. Turn around nice and gentle. Once you get situated, I'll cut to that angle.
All right, let's see what
we don't want to get anybody seasick.
So
go.
On a team show, they the different team shows we've been to, they kind of line up kind of different. Everyone we go to are is like when the teams pull out, are they going to be able to pull out wherever they want to go, or they got a certain?
Yeah, I don't see any reason why we should make any certain layout of it.
Right.
Unless someone has a suggestion that catches my eye or ear, and go out there, because when we say go, the first hit is just a little tap. We call it the wood booger handshake, and after that, it's on. So it really doesn't matter. It's not like we're going to send four guys in one team blasting together across and blast everybody. So
right,
we should actually.
Well, that's the reason why I asked, because that'll. Actually, the heat, it'll last longer than, Blizzard Bash heats, a minute and 30 seconds and stuff like that. But, no, that's cool. It's
All the teams run the track at the same time, right? You're not doing team heats.
No, it's everyone at once.
Everybody's and done, right?
The reason I think it would be good just let anybody park wherever is because for those few minutes before that derby starts, the crowd is, kind of – I mean, even Blizzard Bash, it's kind of exciting to watch the teams pull out. It's like, how are they going to pull out? And then they all pull out here or here, and it's like, all right, here's what they're thinking. Yeah. It's that kind of is fun for the crowd, I think. So I think let us pull
and I don't know. I know you like the sportsmanship of it, but it's almost like you got to kind of put that Woodbugger handshake on the shelf for this one because of the element of team strategy.
But you kind of do, don't you? I mean, shouldn't right Jim, off the word go? Just like let everybody go wherever. Around. Let's see where everyone goes.
Let her eat. That's what I'd say.
What do you think, Jim?
I don't know about that one. I don't know. I'll give it some thought, but so far I'm going to kind of stick the way I'm doing things.
Well, you're doing things well over there. You've had great turnout the first night, and real good turnout there. Night number two, and the way that this is going to build incrementally as we go through Thursday, Friday, and then leading to Saturday. I mean, the championship paying $7,500 to win is on Saturday night now. I mean, there's no better way to end this is cap it on a Saturday, give everybody time. That gives you even more reason to go because now you're not pressed trying to get home, driving all night Sunday to back for work Monday. You got Sunday as a travel day.
Yeah, it works way better, I think, for everybody. Mm-hmm.
I want to say too, Chris, you know, as far as the events here at the fair, this is a gigantic fair. You know, if you're coming from far away with family, it's great for the kids. There's live music. There's a stunt show. There's fireworks.
Yeah, Tim
there's
Dyson's
the derby.
There. Tim Dyson's there every night.
They get a free circus also for the kids.
they had Woot there last night, and I can't remember who was there the first night.
Haywire Da Vinci. They're one of our favorites here.
They were really good.
Yeah.
So we got a chance. I hope everybody liked the look of that grandstand. I mean, it is huge, and it is going to be packed on Saturday.
Oh, it's a nice facility. Well, I remember that. I mean, it's definitely a nice facility.
Stockton Fair in its heyday was a really cool horse track. There's still some remnants here, but the horse track side of things has gone away several years now, and they've really focused their efforts on making the Northeast Championship as big as it can be, and they've given us the resources we need to make that happen. So we're looking forward to what this weekend's going to bring.
I hate logs.
That's a new addition this year.
Been extremely accommodating to us, the fair people. You know, we got a new water truck that actually works this year.
They've been very
good, and they've made it a lot easier for me this year than in past years.
Jim, is it real sticky there, or is everyone getting some good traction there? Everyone's moving right along?
Oh, it's good. It's hot as a rock. Mostly it's clayish type dirt, but there's also, most of it has asphalt under that. So there'll be nobody getting buried.
You're not getting stuck.
It's fast
about
and hot.
That deep with dirt, and after that you're on asphalt.
Blacktop? Why don't you just scrape the dirt off?
That would be
bad. Cool. Really make
someone's
got to
start an asphalt derby around here.
They are.
Like, that's,
they are.
Who?
Down to a week
I
or
heard Dash. Ah, they've been saying that for years. They have been saying that.
I was impressed on the first night. Gary Sparks drove a Monte Carlo, and it was bellied bad. The back tires weren't even on the ground anymore. But the hood of that Monte Carlo, you could have put on a car that was on the road. He never used his nose, and he got qualified, so he's in. He's in right now.
I bet if he had the headlights still in that bit, it still worked.
Yeah, for sure. He did a really good job with that.
I'm not that big of a fan of backing up.
No.
Well, Brian, for us bigger guys, it's harder to turn around and see over the shoulder, so you just go forwards.
Forward's always easier.
I'm not that big, and I prefer to drive forward.
Is there anyone that rather go backwards? I can't even imagine.
Another guy that's on the outside looking in right now, Tom Simpson Jr. Tough break for him. He had a really, really nice Diplomat, and I think he had some rear end trouble. Either the gears come apart or some welds broke or something in there.
Yeah, he gets spun around pretty hard.
Stock rear in it?
Yeah.
It's stock welded rear,
that's rear end, that's what he gets.
Exactly. Chuck that thing in a garbage.
But the car was clean, and he's got plenty of opportunity to get that thing put back together and bring that back. Another guy, multiple-time third-place finisher, Wes Damon, has not yet qualified, and he's got a whole family coming with him over the weekend in the V8 division. They've got a couple I believe they're bringing a couple wagons, and Wes has a real clean Lincoln still, and he was well on his way to qualifying the first night, but he got lost and lost track of time.
He qualified with that last night.
Oh, he did qualify with that last night.
Did.
That's right. He is in.
He took
my
the
mistake.
V8. The V8
he beat the mayor.
Yeah, he beat the mayor. The mayor ran.
That's awesome.
The mayor of Brockton.
Nice. That's impressive. Awesome.
Nice. Actually, if I could take a second to talk about that, last year was election time, so Bill Carpenter was a candidate, And he is very pro motorsport, and he's pro automobile. So he wanted to come out here to the fair and show his support for motorsports. And he was, you know, had his car all done up as his candidacy, and now he's won. So it was nice of him to come back. He competed in a blindfold race with some local celebrities from Barstool Sports, mm-hmm. and he navigated his driver around to a five-lap win in the blindfold race, and then took his car out to the Demolition Derby. And his car was number AC1, Alpha Charlie 1. And actually, that's in the honor of our local police chief, Chief Hayden, who was injured in a bicycle accident. And he's actually in some pretty serious medical conditions right now. And he just wanted to show his support from the community to the chief. So he ran that car here yesterday, which was pretty awesome.
And was that one of the Brockton Auto Park cars, too?
It sure was, absolutely.
Yeah, that was donated from Brockton Auto Parts, basically, and he rented it for $100. Was that the deal on his car?
Yeah, I bet the man didn't pay $100 for that one.
That might have gotten donated in the
I'm sure Boss Man Hank took pretty good care of him on that one.
It's really cool, and Tom Taylor ended up qualifying in one of the rented cars as well.
Jim, how many guys do you expect in the feature?
We should have we're going to qualify 30 people plus the two winners from previous years. Now, if anybody who wins the whole show, starting with a couple of years ago, is in the feature for life.
That's
so
awesome.
We have Chuck Bucknum and Chris Woodworth are both already automatically in the feature every year.
That's cool.
So that's, you know, we should probably have, if we qualify 30 cars, I'll bet 27 of them will show. There'll be two or three guys that either won't be able to get a car or won't make it.
Sure.
But we should have pretty close to 30 cars on the track all at one time.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I'll basically fresh car feature. There's going to be qualifying Saturday during the day. Three rounds, four sixes. Going to be four sixes, eights, and ladies too. We did ladies last year.
Yep.
What percentage of cars are fresh for the feature?
What percentage of cars are fresh going into Saturday? I mean, the cars that pull out on the track, does most everybody bring?
80% of them will be fresh cars. There'll be, you know, out of 30, five or six used cars, the rest of them will be fresh cars.
Sounds good.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
Based on last year's numbers, I mean, pretty much anyone who qualifies for the championship prior to Saturday will bring a fresh car. It's pretty much anyone who happens to accidentally qualify on Saturday, they'll run a used car, but for the most part, it's all fresh stuff. And we take about 10 minutes in the beginning of that championship feature. We get all the drivers out on the hoods of the cars, and we take the time to recognize each and every driver because of the hard-fought battle it took to get to the championship. It's very hard to get here, and we want to recognize that for the fans. So we take extra time to do that for you, too.
Yep, that worked well.
So, Jim, how did today go? You got a chance to get away from the track a little bit. I mean, did you get a chance to relax at all and catch up on any sleep, or were you?
No, I did a little business at home and kind of straightened up around here. But then one thing I did was a little bit of homework, get in touch with a lot of the sponsors that we have, and they're absolutely thrilled with the job that we've been doing representing them in the form of giant banners and. I mean, what Steve's been doing on the microphones for them, and, you know, I went and checked out, you know, where we're at with the bank account, and as of right now, because of all the sponsors we have, all the first place money is now sitting there in the bank waiting to be paid out. Therefore, I'm going to announce now that this fair has been here for over 100 years, you know, provided it's here next year, which odds are pretty good, and all the sponsors are, you know, still happy with our stuff, we will be paying $10,000 next year. And it's going to work. So we're going to bump it up and make it, you know, as big as we can make it. And, you know, as far as stock derby, I don't think anybody's going to beat that.
It's a lot of money. It's really awesome that you guys are stepping up like that because that's what our area needs is to get more places doing that.
So, July 3, 4, 5 this week, culminating with Saturday's Northeast Championship, paying $7,500. A year from then, $10,000 to win at the Northeast Championship. Pretty cool.
It's very cool.
Yeah.
It's very cool.
And, you know, I've done pretty well. You know, I try hard not to, you know, say something that I can't back up. I'm pretty good about my word. And unless some really bad thing happens, you know, I'll stick to it and I'll stick to my guns and it'll happen.
I like it. Josh, what are you going to do? What are you going to do with $7,500?
I said it. I'm going to spend it. Split it. Split it. Spend
so,
it.
So next time, what are you going to do?
He's going to watch my dad count it as he gets it when he wins.
Oh, no. What are we doing?
It might happen. I don't know.
You never know. He's putting a cage in his car this year.
Steve, your dad did say he was putting a cage in his car for the first time ever, which... Yeah. Shows fear to me.
I'll tell you what. Let me say something. We went to Dent in 98, and he still didn't put a bar in the car there at Dent in 98. But for here, he's putting one in.
It's
going to say something.
It's a good idea.
Agreed. Agreed. That day
has
come.
I do want to say something, too, and I'm not gonna cause any controversy here, but I just want to say, you know, we out here on the East Coast, we joke around a lot. We all know each other. We've all grown up together. We say things very good-naturedly, and we try to have a good time. Sometimes that can get taken out of context, but win, lose, or draw, everybody shakes hands after the Derby, and I hope we can all still be friends when it's over.
Yep. Usually at the end, it's just a big handshake and fest, you know, out on the track, and wait till you see the trophy that we custom built. It is absolutely beautiful. I don't know if anybody's seen any pictures of it on Facebook or whatever, but
yeah, it's going around. 6 foot trophy.
Somewhat mimics the World Series trophy on the top, but with checkered flags around it, and put a little bit of hard work and our own effort into it, and it's gorgeous.
Well, Jim, you built the trophy, right?
Yep.
Yeah, it looks awesome. 6 feet tall. You got to figure out how you're going to get it home.
Put it right back in the car.
It is built in such a way that you can take it apart so that you can get it
in
your vehicle.
It comes in two pieces.
You leave it in the car so everyone on the highway sees it. Yeah. It's like, that's what we won that.
That's right.
We could text through it to the roof of your truck if you'd like to. Right. Ride home.
I got a roof rack. If it needs to come back to New York.
That's fine. We'll stick it on your van.
All right. There you
go. It'll make the ride. You got to earn it.
I'd weld it to
the
roof
of the van. Whoever gets it is going to earn it. They're going to deserve it.
Can you weld wood to steel?
Absolutely.
Ben can
do anything.
Ben can take care of it.
You just got to use a rosin rod.
Yeah, a rosin rod. Steve, you got to go to work? I know you got to go over and do.
I got to go pick up the mic for Tim Dyson FMX here for our 7 o'clock show, so I got
to
run.
All right. Well, I appreciate it, man. Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Good to be back, and I look forward to seeing everybody here this weekend.
We'll see you Thursday.
Talk to you later.
Thank you.
Later.
See ya.
Steve.
So, Jim, you know, what do you, is there anything on the schedule that you're looking forward to this weekend? Is there any one thing that you really want to see? Is it the team derby? Is it the championship? What are you looking forward to?
I can't wait to see that team derby. That's going to be as good as the feature from what I feel. And I think everybody's gearing up for that. We're going to pay $500 to the winner. We're going to run it right down to the last guy, and whatever team that last guy is on, all his team goes to the finals. The whole team goes.
So are you
pretty well.
With all the talk that's surrounding this show, I mean, are you bringing in extra officials and possibly ambulance crews?
If we got a big container there, we can just set it up as a little hospital.
Yeah, triage center.
Triage,
yeah.
There you go.
It's like MASH. Yeah. Now, have you talked at all with Gary Sparks about this? He had a spot on the Massachusetts team. He's already qualified. Do you know if his plan is still to run in the team show?
I think he's gonna give it up to somebody, but I don't know who.
Who?
I don't know.
No.
Not sure. I don't care who it is, as long as he's from Massachusetts.
Right.
You know, that's all I care about.
Oh, shit.
If Ben...
Let me ask this. I got a quick question about the team derby, because it's the first format that we've had out there. Is there tagging allowed? I mean, let's say one of my guys is holding. Can I back up and drive it? What is going to be your team rule? Because you got to think about it, because it's a different.
Well, that's part of a team derby.
Yeah, that's part of a team derby.
I agree, it's part of a team derby. But I'm asking
about holding and hitting.
Yes, sir.
Absolutely.
You got to allow holding and hitting because that's part of a team. That's part of a team thing. I mean,
yeah. Because I mean, if it comes, let's say for instance, it comes down to Josh and Vern. And one guy from another county or state.
We're holding.
I mean, obviously, you're going to hold them, and somebody's going to drive down the end of the track and hit them at 40.
Yes.
Now, hang on a second about that whole hold thing, because there was a Was it a standing 10 count? Was the way that it was explained at Blizzard Bash? You can only hold for 10 seconds, then you have to release.
Unless you're the last two of your team.
Right.
Yeah. Well, again, this is the first time I've done this. So I guess I got to, I'm glad that you brought that up because we really need to think about this and get it all straight beforehand.
Well, this is the key.
I'm not so sure what my decision is on that, but now that you've brought it up, it'll certainly give me something to think about.
Just back up until you hear count to five and then throw her in low and stand on it.
Well, it's just, it's like Josh said, it's a team style format. It's not like a normal derby.
Maybe I shouldn't have said nothing, but really you can't hold somebody and then you're black flagging us to hold because my team's going to be out there saying like, what the hell? What the hell's going on? I thought we could do
this. My intention is not to black flag anybody. I mean, it's going to be pretty nasty and hard-hitting from what I can see.
And entertaining as anything.
Yeah, it is. I can't
is there, again, it's just this is something that I probably need to think about and address, and I will. I will do that at the driver's meeting, and we'll have it all figured out by then.
Jim, maybe if you get a second, if you can watch on YouTube, but maybe watch some of the Blizzard Bash heats because there's actually a lot of teaming that goes on there, and you can kind of see what those guys were doing. That's where we saw it the first time, which was really neat.
Okay.
But I like that. I mean, if you watch any of those heats, and they were telling people the 10-second count and everything,
We ran a team at our shows. We ran team-style formats a few years ago. Ran a couple team shows and had very good success with it. And pretty much left it open. It's like, it's a team derby. You're not going to
On the other hand, I've seen the holding and hitting things, such as at the Hoppington Fair in New Hampshire, absolutely ruin a derby. So that's, there's another side to that too. So, I guess I got to think about that and figure it out what is fair, what will make the best show and be fair also too.
Yep. Oh no, definitely. But it's going to come up for sure is how can we team? How is that going to be allowed?
Very good question. And, I'll have some good thought put into that by the time we throw the flag down, before the driver's meeting, we'll come up with something that works, that's fair, that will work for everybody and be fair at the same time.
Absolutely.
Yeah, because when the drivers come out of the track with a team mindset, especially the guys that have driven on a team format before, they're looking at this completely different.
Yep.
And there's going to be, something you're going to have to contend with.
Here I am as a promoter dealing with all the redneck racing, the derbies, the heats, and all this stuff.
There's lots going on.
There's so many things to think about. It's hard to pick out every little angle of every little race and have every little thing set.
Sure.
As these things come along, you deal with them and you make it right.
Sure. Uh-huh. That standing 10 count worked great.
I thought it was cool.
It
sounds like a pretty good idea. And as a matter of fact, we just have to put some good thought into it. And, maybe it won't be 10. Maybe it'll be 5, or I don't know, but
standing 25 second count.
By the time we come to the driver's meeting, we'll have it all worked out, and it'll be fair, and everybody's going to get wrecked.
Ben's shaking.
Ben, what was your rule?
Ben's shaking his head. No.
It's pretty much that counting shit. Let me say it does not work because in a team format, it is going to be so fast paced. Yeah. It's not going to be you're not going to be driving Miss Daisy. It's going to be fast paced and. Say this official, I seen him hit him first, so I got him on the clock first. Another guy sees him. Well, I didn't see him until 5 seconds later. Basically, a good concept. Take it whatever way you want to take it. A good concept
So far, we've done really good officiating.
I'm not saying that, Jim. I'm just
really close. We've reviewed it a bit, and we were still right, it was close.
So far,
we've done very good at it.
Go ahead.
Okay, I'm just giving you a suggestion. I'm not saying you're officiating socks or nothing like that. It's just I just want to give you a suggestion of basically what I've seen in other team formats is a guy can't drive in and more or less put his car in park and hold the guy there while the guy repeatedly backs up and hits him. It has to be alternating shots.
Okay, that's fair. Yeah.
That's
good.
That goes with that 10-second rule too.
Who gives a shit if he's there for 10 seconds, 15 seconds, 20 seconds. It's you have to alternate. That guy can't hit him and hold him, and then the other guy back.
The other guy. Okay, I do. And so, so it can't just be one guy pinning him against the wall.
Exactly.
And let the other guy just one right after the other.
What you're saying is it is okay to drive somebody in the wall, and if you wanted to sacrifice one of your teammates, one of your teammates could block a guy in and stay there, and then you're just sacrificing you and the other guy.
I mean, that's going to take him out of the competition.
How many things, you know, especially as an official, how many things can you control? You know, that's...
Not very many.
Right. No, the less the better.
Ultimately, you can trick yourself into believing you control a lot of them, but ultimately those guys are in automobiles and you're on the sidelines with a flag.
You know, and it's a matter of getting it right, making sure that, you know,
still don't see
something really bad's not going on, something unfair or really bad's not going on, and making your call and sticking to it and getting it right.
As a promoter...
Ultimately the show runs itself.
Right.
As a promoter, looking at all the hype that is around this team show, what do you think of that stuff that's going on, stuff that it's not bought advertising, it's just drivers talking to drivers. What is some of your take on some of this stuff that's been going on, you know, in this team derby vortex with the Northeast Championship?
Well, I mean, some of it, from what I saw, was, I think, meant as a joke, and... sometimes if you're a comedian and you go on stage, sometimes nobody laughs, and it wasn't a joke. And I don't think it was meant to be anything but a joke. In the meantime, I just hope that everybody gets through this. When we come out here to crash, I want everybody to shake hands. We're here to have a good time and have fun, wreck cars, and just good, clean, honest fun, and money, and win a lot of money. That being said, if there's, you know, with this much money on the line, these things tend to happen because the hype increases and all that. So, you know, but we still, at the end of the day, got to make sure we keep it right, keep everybody happy and safe.
Jim, let me speak for the New York guys.
You got to get that no matter what show you have, especially when it grows to this caliber, that stuff's going to come, and it's all part of it, and we do our best to deal with it, and at the end of the day, make sure everybody's happy.
Well, everyone is not going to be happy.
No.
But, you know, Jim, just let me speak for the New York guys.
There's no way I'm going to make everybody happy.
No.
You know, in the end,
no promoter does.
Be a good
ever.
Show with an honest decision that and someone's going to have a big wad of cash when they leave.
Can I just speak for the New York guys, because, you know, a lot of it's been around us, but, you know, we're coming 7 hours out there. I just want you to, from my side, we're going to be stand-up guys. We're going to have smiles on our faces. We're going to smash cars, shake hands, drink beer.
Yep.
And we're just going to have a good time. You know, and for all the guys that are worried about how cheated our cars are going to be, not everybody forget, we're driving 7 hours. We're driving seven vehicles 7 hours. We don't want to get sent home. We're also smarter than that. So for all the guys that are crying about that.
Some of the things, you know, you can ask Chris. He's seen some stuff that's happened. I will not put up with any bullshit. Anybody's unsportsmanlike conduct,
sure.
I will put my foot down. And he can vouch for that.
Yep.
No nonsense, and I can't put up with that shit, because we've been working on this for years, Eileen and I, and we have a good reputation, and I want it to stay that way. And whatever it takes to do that, I will do that. No matter who gets sacrificed in the meantime.
And I mean, to back that up, even what day is it? Saturday. Wes Damon, guy that's run really well there, been a longtime supporter of the Northeast Championship show, got lost in his heat, clock ran out, he didn't make a hit, it was red flagged, and he was sent off. Stick was broke, that was it.
Yep.
And we all saw each other later on, and they chatted a little bit about it. Everybody was good. There was no problems.
Yeah,
and he was back, and now he's qualified, so he's in the feature field. And by the way, anybody who's listening, all the talk about the team stuff, the winning team that does qualify for the Northeast Championship money round, they cannot drive as a team there, Josh Decker. They can.
Well, I mean, okay. So you say.
But Jim. Jim, man, I know you got a lot going on. I appreciate you hanging out with us. We're already over time. We got to get Tori Schutte here on the backside of it. I appreciate you hanging out with us. Thank you so much, and we look forward to seeing you here this weekend.
Tell sorry I said hello.
We'll tell everybody that you send your best.
Got it.
Thanks a lot, man.
Bye-bye.
We'll catch you soon. And there goes Jim, man, good talk with him. I'm looking forward to Friday.
No, Josh really brought up a valid point. I mean, that shit needs to be straightened out.
Oh, definitely.
I mean, yeah. He needs to have all his ducks in a row before, and like he said, he's a man of his word. I mean, he'll have it straightened out by the time the driver's meeting happens.
It's a good, you know.
And he's going to let everybody know, because everybody has their different versions of a team derby.
100%.
And
100%.
As soon as you throw that team aspect out, we ran into it with our shows. Different people have different ideas of what it's supposed to be. Yep. Well, you know what? That's why it's a team, because you can team.
That's the point of it.
Absolutely. Actually, what we're going to do real quick, I'm going to run this stuff through. Got a couple things for you guys to learn a little bit about real quick, and then we're going to be right back with Derby Icons promoter Tori Schutte. So take a look, and we'll be back with you in a minute.
The Crash Course Podcast is brought to you in part by DerbyParts.com, Smash Masters, Derby Parts, and Derby Inc. Magazine. Live it, breathe it, be it, Derby Inc.
The Wadena Grand Slam, August 16th, Wadena County Fairgrounds, Wadena, Minnesota.
And the Keystone Nationals, a Bo Lockwood Motorsports production, July 19th at the Jefferson County Fairgrounds in Brookville, Pennsylvania.
This is the Crash Course Demolition Derby Podcast, recorded live at the FingerLakes1.com studios in downtown Seneca Falls, New York. And now your host, Chris Marquardt.
The new rules are just right. Set aside July 19th for the reinvented Keystone Nationals. Again this summer, Bo Lockwood will host the Keystone Nationals at the Jefferson County Fairgrounds in Brookville, Pennsylvania. A revamped rulebook will help welcome an all-star field as the limited well division takes center stage in a feature paying $5,000 to win. Pre-entries for the stock division are already full. For more details, join the Keystone Nationals community online at www.facebook.com/Keystone Nationals. Once again, the Keystone Nationals, July 19th, 2014, at the Jefferson County Fairgrounds, Brookville, Pennsylvania.
Total Destruction Demo Productions is primed for an explosive 2014. Based out of Trumansburg, Steve Moshaki and Lead Inspector Ben Hoff have a busy summer with four epic events over 7 nights scheduled all over New York State. The schedule starts with the Spring Fling in Morris, New York, June 14th. Total Destruction then hosts 2 nights of carnage at the Ontario County Fair in Canandaigua, New York, July 22nd and 26th. Then the grueling double down follows with the Otsego County Fair in Morris planned for July 31st and August 3rd, and the Franklin County Fair in Malone set for August 2nd and 4th. For more details, visit www.totaldestructiondemo.com or call 607-769-6820.
O'Reilly Auto Parts proudly presents the Plymouth County Fair, July 26th, Lamar's, Iowa. Promoter Brandon Tyson has teamed with Ultimate Derby to bring a national level to one of the most aggressive and largest county fairs in the Midwest. 3,000 to win modified, 1,500 to win stocks, and 1,000 to win compacts. Passengers are welcome if you dare to ride along. The event is streamed free to the public online with 10,000 people. All courtesy of O'Reilly Auto Parts, the Plymouth County Fair, July 26th, Lamar's, Iowa. Online at www.plymouthcoderby.com. That's www.plymouthcoderby.com.
The Seneca County Fair will be held Thursday, July 17th and Saturday, July 19th in Waterloo, New York. The two-day format includes something for everyone with a taste for elimination motorsports. Thursday's card is headlined by the Junk Run, allowing S10 Blazers, Rangers, minivans, Jeeps, and Ford Explorers. The card will include qualifying, advancing full-size competitors to Saturday's full-size championship, and then it will kick off with the four-cylinder figure-eight races. Championship night is July 19th. A full menu of qualifying heats for full-size cars will set the field. Then the four-cylinder one-and-done will crown the 2014 small car champion. The night concludes with the full-size championship action, with winners representing Seneca County at the New York State Fair Championship Labor Day weekend in Syracuse, New York. That's the Seneca County Fair, July 17th and 19th. To learn more, visit the fair online at www.senecacountyfairny.com.
The Wadena Grand Slam will be the premier team format derby this summer at the Wadena County Fairgrounds, Wadena, Minnesota. A minimum of $4,000 awaits the one-day team format champions, with at least $800 also being paid to the winners of the chain-and-go trucks, and compact car divisions. The Wadena Grand Slam Team Derby, presented by Performance Rear Ends, Double Diamond Motorsports, and Custom Car Crushing and Recycling, starts at 2 p.m. August 16th. For rules and information, visit www.wadenacountyfair.com.
It starts at 7.
Yeah. And we're back. We got on the hotline. We've got from Derby Icons, Tori Schutte. Tori, welcome to the show. I see your
Thanks, guys, for having me on. It's good to be back.
Your schedule has slowed down enough to where you're able to get to the phone, man. I appreciate you coming on and you know, talk about what your spring has been. You guys have been running like crazy.
Yeah, it's been a pretty hectic season. We get our first three shows, and the biggest shows that we have are boom, boom, boom all in the spring, you know, to get everybody using their cars up before those county fairs. But, yeah, we had a fast-paced beginning of the year. Great heat. Spring Explosion was an amazing show. Guys put on a heck of a show out there. We had some new guys up at the top. It was good to see some teams that have been, you know, hitting the 5 and 6 spots rise up into the top three. And then Mayhem is what it is, man. We are up against another another promoter who obviously didn't pay, kind of split the crowd and split the cars, and we did the best we could at Metal Mayhem and had a hell of a show. I thought the guys did great there, too. The Compact guys, got to give them a big shout-out. They just did an amazing job. I'm so glad I brought those guys on, and they did not disappoint. Definitely the hard-hitting highlight of the show. You know, you're always going to have sandbagging, but it's nice to see that, too. Now we're just gearing up for our county fairs. Got $57,000 on the line at a bunch of different county fairs all over the nation. So
that's a lot of money.
Those we had a couple of those Compact guys. We had Tony Brellinger and Brian Buss on last week, and it was good to talk to those guys. And they had a ball with that Compact show. And it's good to see those Compact guys given the opportunity to run a team format at one of the premier events through the course of the summer.
Yeah, exactly. I was glad to give those guys the showcase to really put on their skills. I've never cringed so much on the wall as I did watching each one of those beats in the Compact guys. They were getting it, and those cars just don't have any give. The drivers bounce around in them worse than full size by a ton. And I watched so many guys bounce around, I just cringed. And I was glad to see everybody was safe at the end of it. Great sports. Everybody got out, shook each other's hand. There was really no bad blood, so it was kind of nice. I really had a blast with that part of the show. And those guys will all have their spots secure for next year.
I was checking on YouTube for some early footage, and like I was looking at the Compact heats, and they were like 4 minutes, 6 minutes, 3 minutes, and I'm like,
junk and stuff.
Just so of course I had to watch it, and the show that those guys were putting on was just, I mean, they were tearing it up.
The compacts. I mean, I think this is your first team Compact show, right, Tori, out there for Mayhem?
They told me that this is the first 4-on-4, but I thought there was some other ones out in Missouri or Iowa, but they said it was the first 4-on-4 Compact team derby that anybody put on, and man, they were just amazing. A lot of people didn't realize we actually had 12 heats to run in just 4 hours.
Yeah.
And we did it. We ran 12 heats in 4 hours.
Yeah. Wow.
Including the bone stock heats, bone stock feature, and everything else on Friday. That's how fast the Compacts were. They were literally on the track, jumped in 4 to 5 minutes and off the track and kind of rolled out the next one.
Yeah, they're
We were averaging, you know, 20 minutes for a show, pull them off the track and everything. That's pretty fast-paced show. It was a well-coordinated machine. I appreciate all my skid loader operators that made it happen, guys like Porkchop and Scott and all the other guys that are out there. These guys are just rolling the show. I appreciate them.
I also noticed there in the Mayhem class, when the guy got his bell rung there, not just then, but at another time, you guys were, you know, handing out water to the drivers, which I just think that's a great thing to do. I mean, that's just,
They've done it before,
but I mean, that's usually in the feature, you know, but I mean, in heat still, they were, you know, taking water out during the red flags and giving guys water and, you know, taking care of the drivers. I mean, it's good to see a promoter give back like that. I mean, it's, you know, they're the ones that you know, make you the money, put the asses in the seats, and it's good to see you guys do that for the drivers.
They go to
You know, I've always looked out for the drivers, but I tell you what, I learned from my mistakes. You know, I watched Bobby Whitaker get out of a heat after Mayhem heat a couple years ago, and literally just got out and collapsed. Yeah. Collapsed right in front of my eyes from heat exhaustion, and so ever since then, if anybody boos me for giving them drivers water, they can go to hell. I give them water to keep them hydrated. And I start the drivers meeting in the VIP area, and I tell them, everybody standing here better have a bottle of water in their hand. You know, keep the fluids pushing to keep those guys safe. Yeah. You know, it's
definitely.
There's an actual,
realize how hot it is in those cars. I mean, those guys up in the stand drinking the cold beer, you know, they don't realize how hot it is in those cars. There's a reason NASCAR and everybody else has cooling suits and stuff. Well, we're not that fancy, so
nope.
But we can give them water.
If I remember right, there's actually years back, there's guys actually passing out in the cars during
wow.
the pizza feature.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I've seen that as well.
Yeah. Oh. I mean, just, you know. Guys, you'd be sitting there watching, next thing you know, a guy just lays right over.
Well, that's the thing.
Man,
I mean,
my brother hit a guy, ripped his hood off, and when he ducked down, he never came back up. He actually had a diabetic shock and, you know, yeah. stressed out, overheated and underhydrated. And,
yep.
Yeah, literally passed out in the car. My brother thought we killed him.
But also, your adrenaline's rushing yeah. the whole time. So on top of the heat, then your adrenaline on top of it. I mean, really, man, an hour, 2-3 hours of that? Oh, my God.
And we also had guys out there puking out the door at the same time.
Wow. Man.
I remember seeing
that. One year, I thought I had a driver that was hurt.
Yeah.
And I think it was Ryan Durham, if I remember right. Either him or John Bell. I get those two confused once in a while. But they were out there in a man feature, and he kept just, like, squirming and wiggling around. I thought he had hurt his hand. So he literally started going nuts and just junking his car. And I got all done. I said, "Man, are you okay?" He says, "Yeah, I just got to take a piss." And Dusty Gilchrist was standing there after the show, and Dusty said, "Yeah, I just pissed my pants one time out there in the feature." I said, "Right away, just give me a water while I was still in the car." So he just got that water all over him and down his shorts.
That's awesome.
Cover up his pissed pants. So.
That's
sure,
awesome.
Appreciate me passing that story on to y'all. But,
oh, that's
you
awesome.
Know what? That's a lot of money on the line to just break your stick and take a piss.
I respect that, actually. I respect that.
There's a lot of money waiting at the end of the day. You can buy a lot of new. You can buy a lot of new underwear.
New underwear, ain't no doubt there.
That's awesome. I missed my pants to win a $10,000 show too. You damn right. That's the type of competitors those guys are.
I'd stand there like in Billy Madison, happy as could be, hold that $10,000 check
gosh.
With a piss spot right there. You could put it on the picture anywhere. I wouldn't care.
That's why NASCAR drivers, when they get out of the car, they always dump the water out in front of them. Let's cover that up.
Yeah, I think that's where Dusty Gale just learned it from.
You know, how amazing is it, though, that drivers are really pushing themselves to those kind of limits? It's pretty amazing, actually.
Well, that's the thing.
It's pretty amazing.
Like Tori touched on, though, I mean, think about it. When we run a county fair, which is what? A long county fair features 20 minutes.
25 minutes.
How hot and soaked are you?
I'm done.
I mean, can you imagine driving for an hour?
No. I don't want to know. I really look up to these guys. They're going 2 and 3 hours. It's like, man, these guys really, it's really amazing. I mean, you got to be in some kind of shape.
45 minutes is insane.
Yes.
When we all went to Ohio, I ran for 45 minutes in that heat.
Too long.
And that was the longest I've been in a car pretty much at one time. And I got out and I'm like.
And Josh was talking about the adrenaline dump.
Yeah.
Right.
After the adrenaline quits and you settle in and
you're
out.
You go through multiple ones.
And guys, think about the days leading up to the show. They're working long hours out in the shop.
Exactly.
All their buddies are there.
Yep.
But most of these guys are boozing up 4 and 5 days getting their cars done to get to the show.
Absolutely.
They're up all night boozing. You know, they're chugging water all morning while they're working on their car, but they're sweating it out faster you can get it in. I mean, it's a recipe for disaster. We're amazing athletes. We can drink, build cars, derby them, smash them. Surprise any of us make it out of a car alive.
That is a good way to think about it.
World class athletes.
World-class
imagine if
world class athletes, exactly.
Imagine if you put these people out there running marathons to completely redefine the sport.
Yep,
it's like a crazy.
Yeah. No, that's pretty nuts. I mean, to think of that, passing out in your car. I mean, not giving up. It's kind of it's kind of awesome.
I've seen people in their car, but it's because of head blows. I've never seen them pass out due to heat exhaustion.
Yeah.
But
I
mean,
that's crazy stuff.
Doesn't surprise me though. I mean, think about it. Do the math. That makes sense.
But we can't really count Ben's 45 minutes because he welds for a living. So that's, you know, that one heat to the other. It's just another day to him. So. And that was only 45 minutes. It wasn't, you know, he had another 7 hours and 15 minutes to go. But
yeah, but this year's all of the top level features have been within that hour and 20 minute. Yeah, yeah. It's not like anybody's going crazy long. Everybody's running their stuff. They're keeping the pace up and they're making junk.
Yeah, that's
awesome.
Yeah, I've seen that at a lot of different shows, you know, and we are really guilty of that in the past. But I tell you what, this new inspection crew I got do an amazing job in the inspection line, but they're really getting on these guys. I mean, and we do everything we can not to break their sticks, but it's just gotten to the point with, you know, the first heat this year. Yeah, that's probably my only regret at Mayhem is that we didn't just stop that first heat. send everybody to the concert. Nobody qualifies. If this is the pace, you don't qualify. And mm-hmm. we got some new things under our sleeve for next year and even going to the county fairs. But you just got to come up with new ways to push the pace. And most everybody has that shows this year. I mean, everywhere across the nation, Bash for Cash, Drive for Five, everybody's been having really good pace shows. So good to see. It's good to see the sport is taking a new turn for the better.
Tori, let me ask you a question, because you've been in this a long time, and maybe for some promoters that are newer and kind of starting off, let's say you're in a derby where you do feel the pace is kind of slow, not even a bigger one, but even a county fair, how do you immediately get guys to pick up the pace? What are you saying when you step out there to the cars that are getting the guys to bring the pace up immediately?
You know, my number one thing, and same thing Skinny will say, you're not going to drive like this. I ain't going to watch you all night. And when I'm on the announcing booth, I just tell them this will not be the pace of the show. This is not what anybody came to see. And
I just
not going to tolerate it, you know?
Mm-hmm, sure.
And I don't want to give you guys all my secrets, but Skinny and me got a couple of tricks up our sleeve going to these county fairs. We're going to patent a system to where we'll make sure they set the pace.
Right. So
about giving money to Mad Dogs, because, you know, between talking to the lawyers and my insurance and everybody else, we figured out that was a really dumb idea. just for liability reasons.
Yeah. Right, right. Yeah, right.
Yeah. Put yourself in a jury and ask those questions. So we got away from that, but there's also a way to push the pace, because either way, I'm going to make you junk your car to get out of the, you
yeah,
know.
Yeah. So when you decide to release that, you're going to come on and talk about it? Maybe release it here?
We're going to be perfecting it over the county fair level, I'll just tell you that. We've done it in the past. It's going to basically involve, you know, how many people qualify out of a heat.
Gotcha. But we'll
make it a moving target.
We saw a little bit of that at Razorback in the Consi, if I remember right.
You bet. And we're just going to perfect that type of system. And, you know, I don't know all the tricks we're going to throw into it, but
I like
it. Want to screw around? You set a good pace, I'll take a bunch of you. Set a poor pace, and we'll just go down to two.
That was really cool. Yeah, I do remember that from Razorback. Yeah. I like that a lot, actually, because then there are guys that stepped it right up.
Because we're talking on the pay per view. It's like we really don't know how many are coming out of this because we don't know how it's going to play out. Mm-hmm. The harder they run,
the more to come home.
The faster that field's going to get whittled down, but faster the more cars are going
to
go.
That's a great answer to that.
They drag their feet.
That's a great answer to that. Interesting.
Yep, and you know what we end up doing is half the time the guys that are carrying the pace of the shows, those are the guys that are going out fifth and sixth. And we did it at a couple of the heats up there at Mayhem. You know, hey, this is a good heat. Stop it. There's five guys kicking butt. Take them.
Yeah.
Right. We had a pair of Nates out there, Nate Kessling and Nate Lapine out of Minnesota, kicking butt. But those guys would have been the fifth and sixth cars going out of that heat.
Yeah. Right.
So we stopped it and took it. Yeah. Same thing happened in Mike Mowry's heat, who came in and sandbagged his butt off on Friday in his bone sock. Came back out on Saturday and drove super hard in an amazing caddy, you know. And when we stopped the heat at six, we said take him too. So you're going to see more of that. We're going to tell drivers, you know what? Drive hard, we'll take a bunch of you. Drive
That's
like
cool.
Sally's. Well, then you can battle it down to two of you.
We've done that. I've done that for years.
That's a great idea. I really like all that. Because who's to say you have to take two and three or whatever? No one's. You're the promoter. You get to pick that. That's a great point. Yeah. Great point.
And it's
so that's what we're trying to coming out with. We got to perfect it and make it work right. And I steal all kinds of great ideas from other promoters. They're more than welcome to steal this one from me.
That's cool.
Patent it.
Oh, here. No, patent.
I mean, the team format, we came up with that, and that really changed a lot of ways derbies are run. I'd love to run all team derbies, but you got to have some classic derbies, but there's just got to be a way to incentivize these guys.
Right.
And then the feature, we just got to stay on them. You screw up in the feature and don't hit one, we keep telling you that's your fault. Mm-hmm. It's on.
One of the neatest things that I've seen in terms of that keeping the feature pace up is we're going to pay this much money if it lasts under an hour. But after that, you know, if it's 10 minutes past that, you lose $500 out of the money. Another 10 minutes past that, you lose $500 out of the money. Another 10 minutes
past that. That's a good idea.
So you know, if you run a half hour over.
I've considered that idea. Oof. It's worked great. Hollywood, Rick Harrington, good friend of mine, he's been doing that up in Wisconsin and stuff. Uh-huh. And I'm not saying I'm against that, but I'll tell you, at the level that Derby Icons and the prestige that goes with winning our shows, these guys don't care. You can take every bit of their money. I told Daryl Monroe when I was going to disqualify you, we're going to take $2,000. He said, take all 12, Dory. I just want my name on the trophy.
Yeah,
there you go.
Go out there and break
it. They don't care about the money. So
you go out there.
$500 from them, okay.
Yeah. You go out there and break your stick off, that matters.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Your stick and say you don't get any money.
There you go. That gets your attention.
That matters, and we're willing to do it. They all know it now.
Sandbagger wins it, go out there and award the trophy to second place and say, you didn't earn this trophy. Yeah. That would turn some
action. And Darrell drove a little bit of a slow race at Mayhem, you know, Darrell Monroe, but by the feature, I thought he carried his weight in the feature real good. He had a lot of friends out there, and some people didn't expose him when they should have, and shame on them, but it was nice to see two of the hardest drivers out of our heat, Vic Whaley Jr.
Yeah.
And Chad Hammer out of Nebraska. Those guys were the two hardest drivers out of the heat. They finished second and third, so that tells you the pace of the show.
Yeah, and I'm
The guys that were hitting hard and carrying their weight, Jimmy Johnson, another one. We've talked about him before, so I won't give him any more. Another guy that carried the pace in the feature, you know?
I mean, Vic and Hammer, they've been out there for years. Yeah, I mean, them guys have been in it long term, and they turn the wick up. Yeah. That's definitely.
That's like Jeremy said, when your derby name is Mr. Excitement, like Vic Whaley. I mean, you've earned that over the years.
And trust me, there wasn't a single person. You know, he's run every single Mayhem since the very beginning. There's a guy that's paid his dues and deserved to win.
Right.
He just drove a little too deep in a car that was already done.
Yep.
Should have kept out of it. Should have kept clean. And he knows what he did. He made a mistake right there at the end. And you know, I make them all feature long, so Victor shouldn't beat himself up at all because he drove one hell of a race and made a lot of people look stupid on the track. But he went in for that one last kill shot to get into second and first and got hooked in there. And, you know, Darrell Monroe want to beat him out for if he made him hit him 50 times. So it is what it is at the end. That's Metal Mayhems have been determined by less than that, by a piece of chrome on their bumper.
Yep. Sure.
Hey, Tori, I got kind of a question that, you know, I'm sure a lot of people kind of are wondering what your answer is. When you first started in a sport in your family, you started back in the old school days, you know, just breaking windows out and smashing cars. And you're right in the heart of what derbying is now, which is like, I mean, we see the stuff that's at Mayhem and at Spring Explosion. How do you feel about the sport? What do you think about the progression of it? Do you love it more now? Do you love the old? What is your thought on where Demolition Derby is evolving to?
You know, I think there's something there for everybody, you know. And I wouldn't be opposed to doing both shows being equal money next year. There's just a lot more money involved, so that's why we tried to up the purse in that Mayhem class.
Sure.
I love all the technology. I love every bit of it, you know. I love some things that people have developed, some stuff that I've been part of back in the day, you know. I love seeing all that stuff and showing all the goodies, but I mean, I love the bubbling stock too. I'm split right down the middle.
Yep.
I don't have a favorite feature at Mayhem. I really don't.
If you had to run a car, your next car, would it be a total modified or would you go old school?
Well, I can't run anymore because I split my stomach open. I got ringed out the door. I already had a pretty good hernia in my stomach, and then Bob Rockaway clicked me out at Paul Brawl one year, and he kind of sent me out this passenger window and ripped it. So I had a mesh put in it that never really retook. I never told anybody about this, but I can't ever drive again. So if I got in a car, it would be a very bone stock wire car only.
Right.
You know, maybe I could take those impacts, but basically I could split my stomach and my guts would come out the front of me and I would be alive within 24 hours. So.
We don't want that.
That's some squishy parts you talk about, Chris.
Driver's wheel, which sucked, you know, but
yep.
Wow.
It was tough to do as a promoter anyways because you go to any derbies and then you're hitting guys that you want to come on your shows later. Or,
yeah.
You know,
yeah, understandable.
It's tough, you know, and running against guys that you like and, I don't know, it was tough for me to drive anyways and then I got injured and kind of sealed the deal for me, but I'm still involved in the sport. I love it to the day I'm dead, and I'm building trophies tonight for another promoter here in the Chicagoland area. So,
nice,
excellent,
very cool.
Well, Tori, I appreciate you coming on. We're butting right up against the limit of our time here. Thanks for coming on. I look forward to having you on again here soon, especially as we move through your county fair part of your schedule. And any changes or any announcements that are coming down the line with Derby Icons, we'll be more than happy to break them here.
Awesome. Awesome, man. Good talking to you guys again. We'll catch up with you before Fall Brawl or in the middle of county fairs. If you got nobody else to talk to, I'm always available.
Oh, we'll be in touch for sure.
All right, guys. Good talking to you.
Thanks, Tori.
See ya.
Bye now. There goes Tori Schutte.
Man, that's some cool shit, man. I think guys are passing out in their cars, and I guess I haven't witnessed that, Ben. And that's you're saying it like it's normal. No, it's not. That's not every day. I've never passed out in a car, and I don't want to.
Wow. No. You're talking over an hour. That's when the features were hour and a half, hour and 45 minutes, 2 hours. And guys were having water bottles cut right in their seats. And
well, I remember when Frank Palmer went out, he carried a water bottle in his seat.
And there was guys that, you know, I sat there watching a feature. And next thing you know, it's like, what's up with that guy? Next thing you know, right over, I'm like, man, that guy just passed out.
It shows how far behind I are. Like, I cannot, I'm telling everybody right now, I can't handle that, right? I mean, after, now I don't run power steering on nothing, but after 20 minutes, I'm done.
Well, that's the thing. If you notice, everybody at the big shows runs power steering.
You have to.
Everybody.
I never run power steering.
No?
Ever.
I don't either, but, you know.
Even out there.
So, you know, everybody, I don't know, with them Chevys, they make them that they bolt right on. Like, yeah. Chevys look, but their Mopar, they don't sell that. You got to modify something, yeah. You know, you got to make something.
Okay. Yeah, right, everything's easier with the Chevy.
Right. Oh, definitely.
Mopar, you gotta do some fabbing. It's a good thing we know a good fab man.
Yeah, thank you, man.
What's up, Chris?
Nothing. We're right up at 7 o'clock, and that went fast.
40 shows.
Yep, this is number 40. Yep, if you can believe that, number 40.
40.
Mm-hmm.
Man,
number 40, like, and what? That, by the way, does not count.
All
any
the
of the
shows.
Live shows. The only that it does count. It does count one of the Sunday shows. One of the Sunday shows went in the or two of the Sunday shows went in the books. But all of the live stuff that we've done that is not counted in that total. So we're probably
50.
Oh, I bet you. I mean, we did five at Bash for Cash alone.
Yeah, right. Oh yeah, right. That's true. Yeah.
We did five or six, I think, at Bash for Cash. So I mean, we
you
so,
guys did.
Yeah, you were busy teching.
Yeah. Peggy messaged me and said, we wish that we had been on the show more. And I wrote her back. I said, so did we.
Yeah. No one's kicking him, keeping him off of it. Ben keeps himself off it. He's so busy.
I was down the inspection line.
Yeah. Telling them what they're missing.
Vern tells everybody about working on the Cyopus cars. Like, as soon as he, like, sees it, it's like, I went to Bash and work on Cyopus cars. It's like, it's like, damn right. You know, it's pretty awesome.
Well, I hope he's
with
in
the Russians.
Yeah, he loved
I hope
it.
He's, I hope loved he's in Brockton it. Working one of my cameras.
He'll be there, buddy, don't you worry. But he's derbying. Remember that.
One time.
Yes. Two times.
Possibly two.
One time. No, two times. He'll make feature. He'll make feature.
Two times.
He's got to be the camera guy. Then he could derby once.
Throw
then he could be
Ben.
The camera guy.
Well, Ben, you're in.
Ben will run
and
the feature.
I'll run a feature.
Talk it over with him. Fist fight it out. And then you're good.
I ain't going to fist fight Vern. His hands are as big as my head.
That is a poor decision.
Yeah. Definitely.
His hands are the size of cinder blocks.
He's a concrete guy.
Yeah,
he's
never fight a mason.
No. He's a concrete guy. I'm excited for Brockton, man. I'm like itching to get out there right now. My cars are done. They're on the trailer even.
There's more action coming, man. There's something for everybody. Thursday, Friday, Saturday this week, leading up to paying $7,500 to win this year. Next year, $10,000 to win.
That's
as long as all things hold. As long as all things hold as is. You know, and really right now with the turnout that they've got, there's no reason to think that it won't. But
$10,000.
So we got a
stock show.
That's the first New York guys. I mean, it's $10,000. I mean,
listen,
you want to go to a big money show? Huh? $10,000.
Yep, and you don't have to do, and you don't have to do hardly nothing to your
car. That's the thing. But I'll tell you what, it's harder to build a stock car than the car you're used to.
Yes,
Gully and I have been fighting because I don't have things to bolt this to that, and I don't have tires for this, and I don't have this gas tank to bolt. It's been more stressful than building than like your county fair car.
So is Gully gonna come to Prove Tioga and knock you out of your seat for all the shit you've been putting them through, or
we're about at that point.
Right.
Teammates getting mad at each other.
You guys just can't seem to let it go.
Just Jerry Springer.
You guys can't leave Facebook alone. You just can't leave each other alone.
It's
a social media.
Somebody
network.
Get me off Facebook.
Yes.
Somebody help my addiction.
Yes.
Because
I am,
keep checking my phone. I want to throw it.
As a member of your management team, I have advised you on several occasions to delete your Facebook.
Please take my phone.
Hey, now how did you make out your first weekend up there selling the glossies 5x7s, Josh Decker autographs? Did you sell them out or do you still
actually? I had a number. It's funny you should bring that up. I had another one of the people that are in my stable, Chris Levangi, and he was standing there on the midway Sunday night. He had a sausage sandwich and a Coca-Cola, and we had him sign autographs.
As Josh Decker?
So, no, Chris Levangi. It's so cool. This dude shows up. He's got a taxi sign at all of his cars, and he's had this taxi sign forever, and he let somebody borrow it, and it got broke. So for either for Christmas or for Father's Day, his boy Ben 10, who qualified through the Consti and made it to the feature last year, got him a new one. So he's got this new taxi side, this old school triangular taxi side. He puts it on all his cars, and he had this wadded up Buick, and he was out there, and he made junk, and then he found another car that kind of ran, and he brought that back out for the Consti, and he goes, I don't care if I make it, I'm just out here to have a good time. And he set the wheels off of that thing too, and he's a good dude, real good dude. He was the first eight-cylinder driver, if I remember right. He was the first eight-cylinder driver or full-size driver in Brockton to run one of the in-car cameras when I went out there in 2011, I think is what it was.
Are you bringing in-car cameras? You're bringing in-car cameras, right?
Yeah.
I already drilled my spot. I already drilled my holes for mine.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, we've got a lot of good stuff, and it's only going to get better.
I can't wait for that team show. You got to put all the in-car cameras you have.
I know.
All of them.
No,
because, on one.
No. And here's the thing. I can't. Here's why I'm not going to do that, because I can't afford to lose all those cameras in one time. I'm not even saying it one derby. I'm not saying it one night. I'm saying in one heat.
Right.
Chris won't put cameras on my cars no more.
Nope. Not on Ben's. And not on Josh's, because Josh says that my camera sent out a frequency to interrupt the electronics of his car, and that's what causes ignition problems.
You stepped on my cap.
I didn't step on anything. I stepped on
nothing.
That's
my excuse. That's the only thing I got.
Yeah, it's what he's clinging to.
You stepped on my cap seven times.
Blame the camera guy. I don't even know what a cap is. That's not true, but that's my story when it comes to that.
It has been bad luck, but I'm going to change that. Put that thing on there.
All right,
it'll bring some good luck.
All right, I want to know what the undercarriages of the Massachusetts cars look like when they go over your nose and run your car over, and they go over the top of the.
I don't know. Mine's pretty high up in the air. I don't think so.
All right, we got to get out of here.
Let's get out of here.
All right, we're gonna see you guys back here next week. Probably have the winner of the Northeast Championship show on. We're probably gonna be getting ready for. Oh yeah, Yates County.
Oh yeah, dude!
Cuca Clash is coming up, and that's a week from tomorrow. So that's $1,500 to win. Incentive: if there's 33 cars both night, and you're entered on the first night, an extra $500 on the line for you coming up on Saturday. So, lots of crazy stuff that we have to get to. Cuca Clash, that's July 8th. So that's coming up a week from tomorrow.
Yep.
It's a good one in Peña and Yates County Fairgrounds. That's it. We're already over. That's already it. We're already
so much to talk about. We do have so much we could have talked about.
I know. Well, we hit on a lot.
We did.
We hit on a lot, and by all means, there's more coming, and we'll talk more. Maybe we'll have some announcements for you guys. Maybe we'll come up with some live stuff out there in Brockton. And keep an eye on the Facebook page. Those Sledgehammer awards that they got out there at Wadena, those are cool. We'll get those pictures up. Guys, thanks a lot. That's going to do it for us. That's it for tonight. Appreciate it. Episode number 40 in the books. We'll see you next week.